So to test it, we did the following experiments. First, we took the story and played it backward. And that preserved many of the visual auditory features, but removed the meaning. And it sounds something like that. And we flashed colors on the two brains to indicate brain areas that respond very similar across people. And as you can see, this incoming sound induces entrainment or alignment in all your brains in auditory cortices that process the sounds, but it didn't spread deeper into the brain. Now we can take these sounds and build words out of it. So if we take Zimo gradient and scramble the words, we'll get a list of words.
An animal, sort of fact, and right on Pie Man, essentially my story.
And you can see that these words start to induce alignment in early language areas, but not more than that. And now we can take the word and start to build sentences out of it.
And they recommend against crossing that line. It says, "Dear Jim, good story, nice details. Didn't she only know about him through me?"
And now you can see that the responses in all the language areas that process the incoming language become aligned or similar across all listeners. However, only when you use the full, engaging, coherent story, the responses spread deeper into the brain, into higher order areas, which include the frontal cortex and the parietal cortex, and make all of them respond very similarly.